There are nearly 2,600 dams in Michigan, and nearly all of them, more than 90%, will hit or exceed their design life by 2020. That's according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. In fact, it gave Michigan a grade of D on the condition of its dams. My next guest looked into this issue of Michigan's aging dams in a piece in the Detroit Free Press, where he's the environmental reporter. Keith Matheny, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, happy to be here.
That report card from the civil engineers sure isn't anything to brag about. So just how concerned should we all be about Michigan's dams?
Well, we took a look. Obviously, these dams range in size from really, really small to the very large ones you often see, you know, creating mill ponds and things like that around communities.
Mm-hmm.
We focused our review of dams on what are called high hazard potential dams. Now, these are the dams that officials have determined were they to fail, you could expect loss of human life and significant structural damage. The state of Michigan oversees 88 such dams, and they're all throughout the state. And we found that all but six of them are approaching or past 50 years old, which is the average engineered lifespan. Now, in some cases, they've been well maintained, but more and more frequently, we're finding that these dams are no longer being used for the purpose they were initially installed for. You know, they may have been created way back in, you know, the early 1900s to, you know, run grist mills and,
sure,
and float logs and things like that. So now they're not being used for that purpose. It's costly to maintain them. The money to come by maintaining them is difficult to find. So in many cases, they've been abandoned or are not being properly maintained.
And are they distributed all around Michigan?
We saw one estimate that by the mid-20th century, so the mid-1900s, every major waterway that runs into the Great Lakes was dammed for one purpose or another. So not necessarily the high-hazard potential dams, but you can find old, aging, crumbling dams almost everywhere in the state.
So what needs to happen when you think of options? There's what, repair, replace, or remove the dam altogether?
Well, there isn't much money to come by these days with
yes,
you know, government struggling with their budgets. The state of Michigan, Governor Snyder instituted a $2.35 million dam management grant program, and local governments and individuals who own dams jumped at it. Only five projects received grants, and they were, you know, to remove dams. A couple of them were to repair dams. This year, that same fund only has $350,000 in grants available. So it's significantly less than the previous year. And there was a report done for the Michigan Municipal League Foundation in 2007 highlighting the growing crisis of aging dams that indicated that there were perhaps 120 dams in the state that needed $50 million worth of repair or replacement costs.
And I got a sense from reading your piece that for homeowners who live around these dams, you explore the reaction. Obviously, on one hand, nobody wants to think they could be inundated by a flood, but you found many who are very anguished about what it would mean to remove the dam.
Well, and we had an incident. It's going back a ways now, but in 1986, there were torrential rains in the Lower Peninsula from September 10th through 15th of that year. 14 dams failed, and another 19 dams almost did, and it was catastrophic throughout the Lower Peninsula. I think six people were killed, 89 people were injured, 30,000 homes were flooded, and it caused something like $500 million in damage. So one of the things we learned is that at times like this, an old dam probably isn't as much of a threat as it would be in the spring when the rains are falling, when the snow melt is happening and the rivers swell. That's when the loads on the backs of these dams can become unbearable if they haven't been well maintained.
Although we have heard from our environmental scientists who point to the climate change and to the extreme rainstorms, for instance, that we had a lot of this past summer. So you have to wonder where that's going to go as we move into more and more of this extreme weather.
Indeed. If you have situations where there's flooding, you're going to have rivers swelling. And if you have old dams that weren't well maintained, the risk is just going to rise exponentially.
Keith, is this a story being repeated all over the country? Is Michigan one of many states where we see this as a symptom of our crumbling, aging infrastructure?
I really think it is. And as officials told me, it's not just about dams. I mean, you can look at any sort of infrastructure, bridges, roads. There's always immediate needs that can be found. So it's really a difficult political sell to talk about the needs coming down the road 10, 15, 20 years. And I think the net result of that is they're all going to kind of hit you all at once. As you mentioned at our start here, 90% of our 2,600 dams will exceed their design life by 2020. It's going to become a much bigger bill.
And it makes me kind of wonder what to take away with this, particularly if you live near a dam. What do you do besides worry?
Well, one of the things that we found interesting, too, typically, you know, communities have lived around these dams for a century or more. You know, the perhaps the small lake that was created behind it, it's become part of the fabric of the community.
Yeah.
And it can be really traumatic when someone's talking about removing or replacing these dams. And you got to keep in mind that the majority of dams are owned by a private owner. So they're bearing the costs of this. They probably don't want to anymore. So you have people all around the area affected by the dam who, you know, obviously have a big stake in what happens, but they don't really get to say whether the dam stays or goes because it's a private person bearing the costs who makes that decision.
And I gather when we talk about not a lot of money in Lansing, so the idea of enforcing upkeep and repair, who would do that?
The State Department of Environmental Quality has a dam safety division, and the law requires that dam owners themselves have engineering firms evaluate their dams. Those reports are sent to the state, and I'm told if they see something concerning, you know, they may go out and do their own reviews as well. And the DEQ doesn't really get into whether, your dam stays or goes. They just say, here's a problem. It needs to be resolved one way or the other, and that can include removal. Now, there's another state agency, the State Department of Natural Resources, that's more concerned with the fish habitat and things like that. They seem to like the idea of removing some of these old dams because they think it, you know, restores a more free-flowing river and is better for fish. So that can cause interesting dynamics when you're dealing with a community that loves the way things are.
They love their mill pond. Leave it alone.
Sure.
Real interesting issue, and clearly as we see the clock tick as these dams age out, something we're going to be hearing more about. Keith Matheny, environmental reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.